into elections, which prompted sharp pushback from Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who called the directive illegal on its face and vowed to challenge it in court. The order, titled Ensuring Citizenship Verification and Integrity in Federal Elections, directs multiple federal agencies to take a more active role in verifying voter eligibility, regulating mail-in ballots, and pursuing potential election-related crimes. Under the order, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, in coordination with the Social Security Administration, would compile and regularly provide states with lists of individuals confirmed to be U.S. citizens and therefore eligible to vote in upcoming federal elections. Of course, the next federal election would be presidential election of 2028. The list would be drawn from federal databases and would be updated at least 60 days before each election. The directive also instructs the U.S. Attorney General's office to prioritize investigations and potential prosecutions of state and local election officials, as well as private entities that are involved in any way in administering federal elections, especially if they're suspected of providing ballots to ineligible voters. In addition, the order calls for the United States Postal Service to create national standards for mail-in and absentee ballots. Proposed requirements would include a barcoded ballot envelope that would contain tracking mechanisms and state-submitted lists of eligible absentee voters before ballots could even be mailed out. Trump framed the action as necessary to enforce existing federal election laws and maintain confidence in election outcomes, writing that the federal government has a duty to prevent election fraud and to ensure that only eligible citizens actually vote. However, Jocelyn Benson, Michigan's top election official, said the order oversteps presidential authority and intrudes on powers that have been reserved to the states under the United States Constitution. Benson said in a statement, states run elections, not the president. This executive order is illegal on its face. Benson argued the move follows the president's inability to pass federal voting legislation through Congress, the Save America Act, and said that the executive order could create widespread disruption to election administration. This order will only make it harder for eligible Michigan citizens to vote and will create chaos at every step of the election process. Okay, stop, Jocelyn, right there. How exactly would it make it harder for eligible Michigan citizens to vote? How would it create chaos? You can't just make a statement without giving an example. Well, she tries to justify it this way. By ordering the Department of Justice to target state and local election officials, this administration is coming after hardworking local public servants for doing their jobs, safeguarding democracy. There it is. A word that doesn't even exist in the United States of America. We do not have a democracy, Jocelyn. We have a constitutional republic. We do not have a democracy, so therefore there's no reason to safeguard it. Benson continues, this executive order is meant to sow fear, confusion, and doubt among voters. No, it doesn't. You have to be a citizen to vote in a federal election. You have to be a citizen to vote in a state election. There's no fear. There's no confusion. There's no doubt. Unless you're not a citizen and you want to vote, you're the one breaking election laws. Benson maintains that Michigan's election systems are already secure and said her office will take legal action if necessary to block implementation of this order. As Secretary of State, I will protect the votes and the voices of Michiganders. The law is on our side, and I will take swift action to fight this illegal order in court. While the clash sets up potential legal battles between states and the federal government over control of federal election procedures, an issue that has long been contested but is typically governed by state laws with very little federal oversight. Election experts have historically noted that while the federal law sets certain baseline requirements, and those requirements include prohibitions on non-citizens voting, it's very clear. Also, the administration of elections, including voter registration and ballot distribution, is largely handled by state and local officials. Trump's order signals a more assertive federal approach, particularly in areas such as voter eligibility verification, mail-in ballot processing, which has been flashpoints in recent election cycles. Trump has also mentioned he wants Election Day to be when the ballots are counted and results are provided. He wants to increase the requirement that military and overseas ballots be received before Election Day. Do you know, folks, right now in the state of Michigan, we have elections on Tuesdays. 2 days later, Thursdays after the election, Board of Canvassers meet in every county. Do you know they cannot certify the election on the Thursday after the election because right now they have to wait 6 days for the military and overseas ballots to come in? They have to be postmarked before Election Day, but because of the mail, they have to come back 6 days after the election. You got to come on Thursday, but you can't certify the election. You have to come back on Monday of the following week to look at the military and overseas ballots. That's wrong. Those ballots should have to be received by election night, put into the tabulators to blend in with all the other ballots. Vicky said here in Antrim County, they had a handful military overseas ballots coming in some of the local townships. One of the townships had one vote. They knew exactly who it came from, and they knew how they voted. That's wrong. We're supposed to have secret ballots. Nobody to be able to be identified as to who voted and who they voted for. But with this 6-day delay, many times you end up knowing exactly who the vote came from. And Vicky says that's not right. Well, appears that Jocelyn Benson, for one, is going to take President Trump's executive order to court. We'll see how this turns out. I'm sure other Democrat Secretary of States will join her. Why are they fighting this so much? This poll's at like 85 to 90%. Only citizens of the country should be voting, unless they want to cheat. Maybe that's why they let all the illegal immigrants into the country. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the last segment of today's show. Real quick story. Michigan Economic Development Corporation approved $2.8 million in revitalizing and placemaking grants to help build 50 housing units in Grand Rapids and Saline. A four-story, 45-unit housing building on a 1.3-acre community space in Grand Rapids would get $1.3 million in grant, free money, for the more than $25.5 million development. This investment means more housing, more room for local small businesses, and more welcoming public spaces, strengthening the fabric of the Boston Square community, fostering long-term opportunity, and ensuring more families can put down roots, connect, and thrive right here in Grand Rapids. Saline would see a three-story historic building get a $1.5 million grant for nearly a $7.5 million development that would create five housing units. $1.5 million grant for five housing units. What does that multiply out to? $300,000 per unit? Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, "Our population is growing, and we've been ranked as a top state for opportunity and doing business here. Programs like RAP help us build on this progress, attract and retain talented workers, lowers costs, builds housing, and enriches our communities." $300,000 free money for a housing unit. Must be some heck of a house. Unbelievable. Well, those are all the stories I've got for today's show. I'm kind of in a little bit of a dilemma here because I'm not really sure what direction to take the show over the next couple of months. Again, April 21st, we're going to find out who has enough signatures to be on our ballots for the August 4th primary. Candidates have been reaching out to me, wanting to be sponsors of the show, wanting to run commercials. It's been my personal decision to run my show in the following manner. I've been doing this for 14 years. This is the way I've chosen to do it. For my show, which the radio station has absolutely no input on editorializing or me choosing which sponsors to accept for my show. I've always maintained the policy that only one candidate for each office can sponsor my show. I'm loyal to the person who sponsors the show. I do interviews with those candidates, and I run their commercials. However, when I go off this microphone at 12 noon, the radio station goes to music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. During that time, from noon until 9 a.m. the next morning, the owner of the radio station, Victoria Bishop, has to run commercials for candidates who send commercials along with checks to the radio station. I want to be totally clear. During my show, you will only hear commercials from my sponsors. And if they end up being political candidates, you'll know that I vetted them and decided to accept them as a sponsor of my show. I personally endorsed them. I accepted their sponsorship and I interviewed them. However, it doesn't mean that I won't interview other candidates. They will all come on this show knowing full well that another candidate that they're running against has sponsored my show, paying the radio station for interviews and commercials during my show. But I feel an obligation to have these other candidates on the show as well. Not personally endorsing them, but having them have equal and fair time. However, election laws say I don't have to do it until 60 days before the election, which would be June the 4th. 45 days before the election, absentee ballots start going out. So I just, for the record, full transparency disclosure, I wanted to make sure I explained that to you guys. A little bit torn exactly how we're going to do it, but we'll try to be fair and do it along election guidelines. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. A Florida man that set fire to police vehicles and shot at Michigan State police troopers in Sault Ste. Marie in September of 23 will spend at least 25 years in prison. James Attani was sentenced to 25 to 40 years for one act of terrorism and 25 to 40 years for assault with intent to murder Tuesday in Chippewa County Circuit Court. Attani also received a sentence of 5 to 10 years for third-degree arson. The sentences will run concurrently. A $1.5 million state grant people helped transform a long vacant building in downtown Petoskey into a mixed-use development. The funding is provided by the Revitalization and Placemaking Program, which will support the renovation of the building into a complex featuring housing, a restaurant, and a speakeasy. The project will bring 8 total housing units to the downtown area, including single-bedroom suite-style units specifically.